So, dear all, welcome to this conference on free software in schools. I'm very, very happy to see you all here today. We are about to witness a global change in how knowledge is shared. This is called free software. It also affects schools. To all Norwegians, excuse me for speaking English with this bad Kjesås accent, but rather a native language. But the change we are about to witness, and that we will see examples of here today, is in its very nature global, and our small language is not. Debian, this is the word, Debian. I should have had a sign of Debian here, of course, but anyway, Debian is an example of how knowledge is globally shared. Debian is a so-called Linux distribution. That is, it is a collection of computer programs that has been put together in order to make a working computer, like this computer. So somewhere in this world there is a Debian server, a computer that stores the Debian project. And around the world there are more than 1,000 developers that work to make Debian into a working whole. They just collect software and they make it, put it together. And then in addition to these 1,000 people, there are thousands of other people who actually make the programs. And this includes, for example, 100 engineers from Sunmark Systems that make OpenOffice or something. And it includes 4 or 5 translators at Akershus Fylkeskommune, Akershus Community County, that makes the Norwegian translation of OpenOffice. And then there are some person somewhere that collect these translations and this program and then turn into and upload it to Debian. So Debian is so-called free and or open source software. That is, Debian can be adapted to many kinds of needs and local use. And 3 of the large school projects here today are Debian, based on the Debian distribution. The German school Linux now adapts Debian to the German county Rheinland-Pfalz. The German school Linux, yes, it once was Norwegian, it's now as much German as it is Norwegian, perhaps even more German than Norwegian. Will Kurt Gam Gramlich, yes, I got you right, we'll talk more about that later on today. And who tells more about how school Linux is now being adapted to the 700 schools in the county of Rheinland-Pfalz, or the German state. And in the Spanish region of Extremadura, they started to adapt Debian to its local needs about the same time as the Norwegian school Linux project started doing it here in Norway. They also used Debian, and they call their version of Debian Linux. Yes, great. Who developed Linux for Extremadura? He will tell us more about how they do it, how the region adapts Debian for their local schools, and how they make different kind of slightly different operating systems or computers for different kind of levels in the schools. And in parallel to this Norwegian or German school Linux, there is the Spanish Linux. The Brazilian Ministry of Education took the initiative to develop Linux Educacional, something like that, also based on Debian. And Linux Educacional is now being used by 36 million people in Brazil, and the point is to make it 50 million within a few years. So, in the network of knowledge that make up Debian, it's completely silly to think of Norway as a developed country and Brazil as a developing country. We are the one to learn from Brazil. Many Norwegian schools have some of the same problems as Brazilian schools. They cannot install as many computers as they want to because many old, worn-out schools in Norway lack the amount of electricity required. So we may learn something from Brazil today. So this diverse bunch of people gathered here today. I hope you may learn something from us up here, but also that you may learn something from talking to each other. There are something about, not all of you have arrived, although I think perhaps most of you have. There's something like 15 to 20 people from Norwegian municipalities here, from Nordedal, Hurum, Kongsvinger, Oslo, Hemsedal, Bærum, Harstad. And there are about 10 students, something like that, from some of you focus more on the pedagogical issues of computing and some more on the computing side of computers in schools. And then there are something like 5 or 10 of us who are doing this as our business, more or less. People from School Linux and people we talk here today. So, and then there are another 5 or 10 people, something like that, that are developing the machines that do this. There are people from Store Data and from School Linux Drift, and there are at least computers from Alternative Data out there. They are providing screens for all the small computers, and we're very grateful. And there is people from Thin Networks in Brazil, he will speak later on, and from the Ministry of Education, or the Ministry of Education in Brazil. And there are people from the GNU Linux, and there's people also talking from Open Media now. They haven't arrived yet, but they will tell us more about what open source is about when it's not only about the bottom line of making cheap computers. It's also something about freedom and democracy and openness. Okay. Here's the program for today. Those of us who talk will have to be disciplined so that we will have time for breaks, and we will at least I will talk shorter than the 45 minutes so that we can have a coffee break here, and we should have breaks in between these talks, so that those of us who are leading the world, we will cut those of you who talk too much, politely but very firmly. We should respect the breaks. So we're also very happy that some of us like small gadgets, and they are useful, and they are politically correct, open source software. And there are
free.
Today they are free in double sense. You can have one if you're lucky. This is from Store Data. Then you sign that paper, and you're part of a
competition
to win this computer.
You have to fill out this scheme, and we will pull out one of the schemes in the end of the day, and we get one lucky winner.
Yes.
Yes. I hope all of you win, but just one will win.
And we also promised you an open one laptop per child PC, the small green beautiful one, which somehow got lost. But we have got another open source small funny thing, which is from a gift from Trolltech, and you don't have to sign anything to be part of the competition for this one. Somebody will win it at the end of the day. It's a small tablet, and it's based on Linux from Trolltech. Okay, then I'll stop talking. So, with this warning of not talking too much, and being, I'm not going to give the word to two people who like to talk a lot. And the first, and this is first, Anders Kringstad, who is now the leader of the School Linux project in Norway, and then later on Knut Irvin, who founded the project, will give you a presentation. Okay.
This is Sal.
Oh,
you want to do Sal
here? Okay, please.
Oh, nice.
There is a small
This one. Yeah. This will turn the machine on, then you press the bigger one.
This one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for making a movie. Yeah, thanks. Thank you very much. Well, this is the number of the teachers who teach, all the teachers that are already trained. This is the actual number. Well,